One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Some bosses are the toughest, some are the baddest, some are the scariest, but what about the ones that are just really, really big? They might be especially well designed or incredibly hard to take on, but today we're firmly holding our focus on the sheer size of these baddies, and I've gone for the biggest of the big. By the end of this list, you'll definitely be hoping that the old adage, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, holds water. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 most enormous bosses in video games. Number 10, Adamantoids, Final Fantasy XV. Final Fantasy has a lot of very large foes for you to sink your very large sword into, and among the top of them is the mountain/tortoise Adamantoids. Final Fantasy XV's Titan needs to get an honorable mention at the top here, but Adamantoids is particularly impressive and squaring up against him is absolutely hilarious, as you're about a fifth of the size of his eyeball. Despite the fact that you're pretty much a flea to this dude, there is a way to one-shot him using the Ring of Lucy. But we're not here to detract any points from the big stony boy just because you can get lucky and take him out easily. He's still an absolute sight to behold and became infamous when the devs originally said he was going to take 72 hours to battle. It ended up being significantly less than that, but not so much significantly less that you're not going to want to seriously consider having a bathroom break before you battle him. Adamantoys isn't just an overly tall dude, he's a freaking see it from space landmark with over 5 million hit points. And if that doesn't get our list off on the right foot, I can't think of anything else that would. Number 9, the Red Eye, Lost Planet 2. The Red Eye may only be a measly 15 meters tall, but he's over 300 meters long and is very much a long boy. In that way, he's similar to Phalanx from Shadow of the Colossus, who would you believe is actually not big enough to have made it onto this list. I did tell you, we got some really, really big bosses here. Phalanx is already mind-bogglingly large, a fact that's driven home when you need to sink a sword into him, and he's only 145 meters long. So trying to comprehend the size of Red Eye is nigh on impossible. Doing Phalanx proud though, the Red Eye is also sand-dwelling. Just trade out the majesty and wings for a gigantic nightmare worm called an Acrid that has a mouth big enough to gobble up everybody and everything in its path. The Red Eye may be paying homage to its cousins on Arrakis, but it'd be great if it could do that anywhere away from us. This thing is absolutely terrifying, so it should come as no surprise that it's going to take a few very precise shots from a railway gun to take it down. Number 8, Dalamadur, Monster Hunter 4. From a sandworm to a snake-esque elder dragon, we're migrating to the home of monsters big and small, and that's Monster Hunter. There's the Lavienta, who at a sprawling though thin 450 meters pretty much embodies what it's like to fight terrain. Then there's Zora Magdaros, essentially a sentient volcano that wants to kill you, coming in at a shorter 258 meters, but almost certainly topping the highest weight class. Then we have Dalamadur, the Serpent King Dragon, who given his length of 440 meters and thicker frame than Lavienta, gets our vote for biggest boy in all the land. It's tricky to be iconic in a series famous for its many, many iconic monsters, but Dalamadur pulls it off. There's so much of him, he doesn't even fit on the screen while you're fighting him, so you're reduced to hacking at whatever particular scale happens to be in front of you and hoping for the best. He attacks with fire, but I don't know how much that's gonna worry you when you're crushed under one of his claws. Number 7, Mothership, Earth Defense Force 2017. In Earth Defense Force 2017, you are a member of the Earth Defense Force. Go figure, and in the game's final mission, you're pitted against the Mothership. Depicted as a gigantic silver sphere, the mothership is not to be underestimated. It's around 360 meters in diameter, but we're talking about a sphere and not another toothy tube beast, so technically we've got an even bigger bad on our hands here. That's just math. It's math I can't do, but it's math all the same. As the mothership itself sets off to finish Japan once and for all, it's up to you to turn a cannon on the enormous disco ball of doom before it gets the drop on you and everybody else. You'll also need to avoid its web of deadly lasers as this fight devolves into neon chaos. This fight is exactly as hard as you'd expect it to be, and the sheer size of the bastard certainly doesn't help matters. Number 6. Groon, Nier Automata. According to the Nier Automata strategy guide, Groon is over 2 kilometers tall. He also represents a multi-stage boss fight, which is a shame because otherwise he's kind of cute, apart from all the trying to murder you. This thing is way too gigantic to take on from the ground, so you'll be airborne while trying to avoid bullet hell projectiles and lasers abound in the world's toughest edition of Space Invaders. You'll run into the Goliath in Chapter 0702, the aircraft carrier, once you've hit the flooded city. It was created to kill off androids, but incidentally, it just so happened to also kill its fellow machines, so it was abandoned in the depths of the ocean. The game even tells you he tried his best to be good and kind, and upon being discarded in the sea, cried out for his mother. So that's pretty freaking sad, and likely to make you feel really bad about the whole shooting missiles into his mouth thing.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Tal Volantis Moon, Dead Space 3. From a gigantic sweet metal boy to a planet made up of wadded-up necromorphs, don't say we won't take a gigantic boss made out of anything. If you've reached the end of Dead Space 3, you'd be among those gobsmacked that the final fight is against a whole-ass moon complete with tentacles. To run you through the lore very quickly, basically the Marker pulled billions of necromorphs and corpses into this central mass, resembling a planet, and that, my friends, becomes a Brethren moon. Deactivating the alien machine let the moon awake from its idle state, and only upon reactivating it was Isaac and John able to kill it off by smashing it down onto the surface of Tau Volantis. Unfortunately, right before it dies, it does call out and activate all the other dormant alien moons, so if there is another Dead Space, that's gonna be a problem. Number 4. Kronos, God of War 3. We skipped over the colossal titan in Final Fantasy, so to make up for it, I'm going to include the massive titan of God of War, Kronos. banished to the underworld and set to face off against Kratos in Tartarus, the encounter kicks off with Kronos just straight up shoving the tiny protagonist down his gullet. You'll then need to fight your way out of his body, so yeah, look, this guy is straight up huge. He could literally crush the legendary Kratos like an ant. To drill the point home, one of your best attacks is to just hack away at his fingernail. You're essentially a mosquito against this guy. Thank goodness he eats you up, giving you the chance to deliver a serious dose of heartburn, with a side of disemboweling. Kronos is said to be between 5 kilometers and 9 kilometers tall. Whichever way you look at it, bosses do not get much bigger than this guy. Well, that is excepting our final three. Number 3, Gongan Wizen, Asura's Wrath. Wizen's final form, Gongan Wizen, is not only the major antagonist of Asura's Wrath, he also grows to the size of a planet. More than big enough to squash Asura with a fingertip at roughly the size of the planet Gaia, this enormous foe is a threat of epic proportions. The only way of taking out the powerhouse of the seven deities, whose mantra affinity is aptly violence, is for Asura to channel all of his wrath into a six-armed blow that connects with the very end of Gongan Wizen's enormous fingertip. The mighty punch sends a chain reaction that thunders through the villain's entire 12,500-kilometer large body. Mashing buttons and getting mad has never felt so cool. It's awesome, Asura is epic, and the triumph is absolutely thrilling. Number 2, Unicron, Transformers. What could possibly be bigger than a planet, I hear you ask? Well, it's a planet slash supervillain that, even if you only know the basics of Transformers lore, nothing to turn your nose up at. Unless you want to see it, I guess. Unicron can be encountered in the PS2 Transformers game. It's one of the earliest creations of the universe, and while we can't be totally sure of its size, estimates put him at around 50,000 kilometers wide. If it helps you, that means he's just shy of the size of Saturn. Unicron sets out to take on Cybertron, and Optimus Prime does his best to attack its inner power core. Much like Kronos, the only way you're taking this guy out is flying straight into his mouth, and that's exactly what you'll do. Number 1, Golden Chakravartin, Asura's Wrath. And so we arrive at number 1, and for that we have to wonder, what foe could possibly be bigger than an actual entire planet? Well, for that, we're returning to Asura's Wrath. Topping a planet-sized deity may seem like way too tall of an order, but Asura's Wrath delivers with a boss who's literally sitting on a freaking galaxy. Golden Chakravartin is the god of Mantra, the true antagonist of the game, and this thing is so big, it isn't just as big as the Earth. The Earth is a blip on its radar. You'll need the DLC to see this particular inconceivably enormous big bad in action, but it's well worth it if you want to see just how big a video game villain can get. During the fight, he actually throws planets and stars at you, and he's encircled by galaxies. Chakravartin actually sits in the center of the universe, and you'll need Asura to get the maddest he's ever been to take him down. To some, Gongan Wizen is the biggest boss in all the video games, but the real ones know he isn't even the biggest boss in his game. That makes Asura all the more awesome, and Chakravartin an absolute legend in the realm of gigantic bosses in gaming.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.